This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1877. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. Well, this edition recorded May 10th. Andaman Islands, Argentina, Australia, Bhutan, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, France, India, Ireland, Kashmir, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kyrgyzstan, Madagascar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, we like to consider a separate radio country from India. All India Radio, Port Blair, presumed on 4760, says Ron Howard. May 9th at 1205 with some nicely above threshold level audio. Subcontinental music, he says, recently has been doing fairly well. And Wolfgang Büschel also assumed that was the one he was hearing via a receiver in India. But it was 1 hertz below 4760, May 9th at 1508 and 1522. As always, with 4760, you must be careful to differentiate it from the other AIR station on the same frequency in Leh, Kashmir, based on programming, propagation, or information about the relative activity of the two stations. WRMI's new relay of Rai, Argentina to the World is doing well. UT Tuesday through Saturday at 01 to 01:55 on 9395. However, we see on their schedule that another frequency has been added for this broadcast. 11580 as programming during that hour is being changed to Rai instead of a variety of other shows. However, when I actually listened on UT May 10th, it was still Rye on 93.95 only, and the previous programming, which on UT Wednesdays was PCJ Radio International, that was still running. Not with the Media Network Plus program, however, as the schedule always shows, but something else from the PCJ stable. The stuff file, in fact. So I suppose the addition of 11.580 for the Argentina relay was not yet in effect, but is supposed to go into effect. And that's not all. The Spanish broadcast at 22 UT on 5950, Monday through Friday, is also shown now on parallel 11580. I think I may have heard that. However, last Friday, we still had World of Radio at 2230 on 11580, when the Argentina relay is fully in effect. That airing for us will necessarily be gone. And that is not all. The WRMI schedule shows another repeat of the Spanish broadcast at 08 to 09 UT on 5850. That's UT Tuesday through Saturday as well. That's on the antenna aimed northwest across North America, which is rather strange for Spanish. I haven't confirmed it yet, but that's what the schedule says. In the shortwave sites group, Ian in Australia says he heard from Nigel Holmes, formerly with Radio Australia, that the Broadcast Australia property at Shepparton North is up for sale. In fact, he found the real estate listing at www.realcommercial.com.au, along with some photographs showing the still dormant Radio Australia transmitter site. But this indicates it's even further to being totally abolished, sold off for other uses. In fact, the real estate description does not really say what is currently on the site, which is 229 hectares of significant and strategic landholding. The deadline has passed for submissions to a Senate committee in Australia about the closure of ABC shortwave services, and their website publishes all these submissions in PDF form. There were 39 in total, many of them from individuals whose names we don't recognize, but some from entities such as the Australian Broadcasting Corporation itself, which again makes a very severe case for why shortwave should be abolished. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard observes the two exotic Asian stations on 6035. He was hearing PBS Yunnan, Voice of Shangri-La, May 9th at 11:46 until off at 12:01. There were a few brief announcements in Chinese, some Johann Strauss music on the Blue Danube, and a much stronger signal than usual. He says, last year I often heard BBS Bhutan on 6035 until after 1200, but they have not been heard for a while now, so assume they may be signing off earlier. 225-meter band frequencies are used by Cuban spy numbers in our afternoons, 11530 and 11635, but for extended periods they're just open carriers. However, May 10th at 1734, 11530 was playing some music in Spanish, rock music. It was not parallel to Havana on 11760, the only frequency it has on the air at that hour, and it was not cross-modulation either. There were some brief Spanish announcements and phone numbers given out. Apparently it's a request show. No ID captured, but it could have been Radio Rebelde or any other Cuban network coming over the spy numbers transmitter. And in fact, this one abruptly cut two digibleeps and five digits Spanish YL spy numbers at 1744. From Friol, Spain, Manuel Mendez tells us he's still hearing Radio Nacional Bata Equatorial Guinea on 5005, but it's very weak and barely audible. This was May 7th at 0501 to 516 with some songs. Equatorial Guinea non. Remember Tony Alamo, the gospel huckster from Arkansas, who used to broadcast via Radio Africa when it really was transmitting from Equatorial Guinea. Well, the news came through this week that he has died in prison. Ron Howard replies, first heard Tony's shortwave program back in April 2008 on 15190. Over the years, both of us often reported hearing his programs even long after his conviction and being sent to prison. Here's part of the obituary in the Los Angeles Times. A one-time Hollywood street preacher whose apocalyptic ministry grew into a multi-million-dollar network of businesses and property before he was convicted of sexually abusing young girls, he considered his wives, Tony Alamo has died in prison at age 82. Once known for designing elaborately decorated jackets for celebrities such as Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, Alamo died at a federal prison hospital in Butner, North Carolina, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, on May 2nd. The disgraced preacher was convicted in 2009 of charges that he took underage girls across state lines for sex, including a 9-year-old. The judge who sentenced him to the maximum 175 years in prison told him, "One day you will face a higher and greater judge than me. May he have mercy on your soul." Our archives show there were lots of items about Alamo circa 2008 to 2011. At his peak, he was on at least WWCR, WINB, as well as Radio Africa. What were they thinking? Without further explanation, Tom Taylor notifies us, "Dear EMR listeners, due to personal reasons, European Music Radio will be back on the air sometime later this year. All the best." From info in the German Radio Forum, Kai Ludwig updates us on the situation with the superpower longwave transmitter in Alloy, France, on 162 kHz. Apparently, summarizing French sources, no broadcaster has filed a serious application for using 162, so the carrier will remain silent without program audio in AM. The plain time signal application, the output has now been adjusted to 1100 kilowatts, with wristwatches for this system being mentioned as the primary reason for still running so much power. Quite by chance, my BST1 car radio stopped on 13740, one of the memories I'd set up for other stations, May 7th at 1910, where I was then hearing Radio France International in French. In fact, the last few words of Macron's victory speech. And that was the first news I got that Le Pen had been defeated. Apropos, this news direct from Issoudun during a one-hour broadcast on that frequency. They continue to have only one other hour in English on shortwave, which is 06UT, on 11905, sometimes propagating over here. Richard Langley, visiting Hawaii, managed to make a recording of that particular occasion on May 8th with all the news about the election. To do so, however, he had to use the web receiver in the Netherlands, which we might have thought would be too close to France for good reception. Besides Port Blair, Andaman Islands, Ron Howard has been doing some more monitoring of India proper, such as AIR Delhi Kingsway on 4870.25. May 8th. It had an open carrier but started audio at 1326, not the AIR interval signal. Scheduled to be in Nepali to follow. The Indonesian on the other side of 4870 continues a silence of more than a month, RRI Vamena, which was last heard on 4869.88. He also found that AIR Kursiang 4895 was off the air on May 7th and 8th. 4970 AIR Shillong. May 8th was another day of strong audio, as mentioned last week, but interference from OTH radar. A pop music show at 1239 had a DJ in English, talking about the bands and singers, ending at 1315 with her usual local ID. And another one missing was 5050. Aizawl, as of May 8th, had not been heard for quite a while. Then on May 9th, he found 4895 was off the air again, while 4970 once again had a strong audio with news feed in English from Delhi at 1230. On the same date, Wolfgang Büscher reported that he could detect Aizawl on 5050 with a tiny signal even in Delhi at 1419 UT. So Ron says, I am not hearing them underneath a strong Guangxi Beibu Bay radio from China. In the past, I had no problem hearing AIR mixing with BBR, so the Indian must have come down significantly in power. From the Meath Chronicle via Ivan Tallon, April 12th, in communication of the British DX Club, Summerhill radio mast begins long wave goodbye from Ireland. Local Meath East TD Thomas Burns says that he understands that despite the decision of RTE to continue transmitting on Longwave 252 until 2019, the mast at Summerhill is coming to the end of its life anyway. It's at Clarkstown, Kilcock, near Summerhill. It's been mired in controversy since it was built nearly 30 years ago. For many years, Atlantic 252 was transmitted there to a UK audience, and in more recent years, RTE Radio 1. He says, I understand that the mast is coming to the end of its life. Informed sources tell me it'll be lucky to last until 2019. There's no further use envisaged for the mast, basically out-of-date technology. If you're looking for Afghanistan on 6100, note this from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, a strange frequency of Voice of Kashmir, or Sedoya Kashmir, from Delhi, India, on May 9th at 1430 to 1530. It was on 6100 instead of 6030. However, 6100 is scheduled for another broadcast in Kashmiri at 0730 to 0830. And on that date, May 9th, there was no signal anyway from Afghanistan external service starting at 1530 on 6100 in English. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1877. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, all non-commercially. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Christopher James Gordon in Los Altos, California, who sent a check from a U.S. bank in U.S. funds, the amount a power of two, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California has been logging several utility weather broadcasts from Asia, including HLL2 in Seoul, South Korea, 5857.5, May 5th at 1311. It was in English with weather conditions at different observatories around the country with wind direction, wind speed in meters per second, air pressure in hectopascals, and temperature in Celsius. As usual, the audio sounded somewhat muffled, but it was a good signal strength. 7350 is now the best frequency for us to hear Dengue Kurdistani, including nice songs from the PKK terrorists, May 8th at 0241. It was 20 over 9. The broadcast is at 0230 to 0500 via France, so we're hearing it almost directly off the back. We used to hear in the winter the broadcast in our mornings on 11600 from France or other sites, but they just aren't making it like they did in the winter. We've had generally improving reception of Radio Kuwait's reactivated English service on shortwave 18 to 21 UT on 15540. McDelmage in Alberta says it has been coming in very well on some dates. They come on a few minutes before 18 UT, which has been reported as the tail end of their Urdu language broadcast, but that's not deliberate. Their main newscast is at 18:30, and they play various segments of Western music as well as Mideast music, and there always seems to be something about the PBUH fellow. Apparently they come on late on certain days, such as May 4th, when Mick was not hearing them at 18:04, but Harold Froge in Michigan was when he listened at 19:45. José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba was also listening on that occasion when they did not go off the air at 2100 but continued for another 17 minutes in Arabic, apparently just sloppy ration. We also notice that although they give the correct frequency, 15540, they always attach it to the 25-meter band instead of 19, a mistake which originated years and years ago and has never been corrected. WBCQ is not the only station using the out-of-band frequency of 5130. Fortunately, the two are far apart and are not on the air at the same time, I think, and don't really bother each other. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, using a remote receiver in India, reports Kyrgyzstan, Radio Sedaye Zindagi, which is a Christian program carried from Bishkek. It was on exactly 5129.976. May 9th at 15:27 in Pashto. Reporting to Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria said this transmission on April 11th, which is translated to Voice of Life, was on the air at 15:50 to 17:50 UT, a Christian program with talks and religious songs. He says it was in Dari rather than Pashto. Maybe it's both. That's rather odd scheduling. I wonder if their clock was 10 minutes off on that date. African Pathways Radio, the English hour from Madagascar World Voice, is sometimes coming in well at 04 to 05 UT on 11825. May 4th, I listened to part of the program, including This Day in History. They start off with some legitimate historical items for that particular day, ranging from the killings at Kent State to International Respect for Chickens Day, but always lead up to a Bible verse. And that was followed by Creation Moment, this time about pain management, concluding that medicine doesn't matter because pain is caused by sin. Enough of that nonsense. We can only pray that Africans don't fall for it. More interestingly, the next day, May 5th at 0410, I tuned in again to 11825, and there was dead air. But then there was some modulation cutting on, not in English, but in Arabic, cutting on and off. With only a few languages on a limited schedule on two transmitters, you would think that Madagascar World Voice could manage to match them up properly. We monitor the mighty KBC via Now in Germany on its new summer frequency, or I should say reactivated, it happens every May, 9925. for the UT Sunday weekly broadcast to North America at midnight to 02. It started out at S9 but was steadily weakening as the hour went on. And in fact, Craig Christ in Virginia, who produces a segment for the program, says it had just about faded out before his part came on by 01:40. Not off to a good start, but we can only hope that over the summer, on the average, reception will improve. The How to Listen schedule page of Radio New Zealand International keeps changing, and it's not entirely clear what they mean, but it seems to imply they've reactivated their second transmitter in order to carry cyclone warnings. At least two different frequencies are shown, one in AM and one in DRM, for certain transmissions, 1651 to 1835 on 9700 AM and 6115 DRM, 1836 to 1950, 9700 AM and 9760 DRM, 1951 to 2050 on 11725 in AM and 11690 in DRM. These are at least Sunday through Friday. Meanwhile, we find the AM frequency 13840 doing well. It's now replaced 15720. It's on the air all the way from 2051 until 0458 daily. I was hearing it well May 8th at 0313. Here's a fun example of creative programming and transmitting. Several posts on the HFUnderground.com board say the crystal ship showed up on CHU's inactive frequency 3330, and they were playing songs about time. I assume they will get off that frequency if CHU comes back. This was May 10th, between 0113 and 0214. At least two Papua New Guinea stations are still active, or somewhat. Ron Howard in California notes that NBC Madang, May 8th, went off suddenly after the news at 12:07 from 3260. While 3275 had presumed NBC Southern Highlands, May 8th at 12:08 past 13:18, but he could not make out any modulation on the carrier. The next day, May 9th, 3260 and 3275 were both silent. Bangkok Meteorological Radio, Ron Howard heard on 8743 USB, May 5th at 1316 in English, with Marine Weather and Shipping and giving their street address. Interval signal at 1319. Voice of Turkey, English to North America, achieved a good signal May 8th after 0300 on 9515 with news about the voters heading to the polls in France. By then, of course, the polls were closed and the result was known. TRT has previously admitted that the news on the broadcasts after 1830 are playbacks. Pastrami was the imaginative ID used by one of those U.S. military crypto message transmissions, May 9th at 0610 on 6739 USB. They read out a long string of letters and a few numbers phonetically. Brian D. Smith, W9IND, reminds us that the annual Armed Forces Day cross-band communications between military and ham radio operators this year is on Saturday, May 13th. STLs also have a chance to get QSL cards from military stations. Some long-gone call signs will be reactivated, such as November Mike November and November CRC or NSS at Annapolis, which hasn't been heard on HF for about 40 years, will be participating. It's to be active from 13 until 02 UT on both CW and SSB with at least three transmitters continuously from about 1,000 feet north of the North Helix House at the former location of Married Enlisted Quarters, a field day style operation in a tent using 50-foot military masts. ARRL says the Potomac Valley Radio Club and the U.S. Naval Academy Radio Club will operate NSS on the site of the 1918 Naval Radio Transmitting Station on Greenbury Point in Annapolis across the Severn River from the U.S. Naval Academy. For more info, including frequency, see www.usarmymars.org/home/announcements. Schedule changes at WRMI show two new times for World of Radio on 11580, one we already heard on May 9th, Tuesday at 1300. And the other is UT Sunday at 0200, the Radio Ukraine broadcast being reduced to 5 days a week only. Many thanks to Ben Cobb for this information. An FCC application for an HF station at the historic Alpine Tower in New Jersey. The New York-based applicant, Paolo Kuniaska, is involved in finance and philanthropy. He is a co-inventor of patents for forestry-derived products. I believe he is or was part of a beverage business called Vertical Water, made from maple trees, says Ben Cobb. He links to a 136-page PDF FCC application. I looked at the first few pages and gleaned this info. The application is by Terms, TURMS Tech, LLC, care of MCOR in New York City, the primary business of which is broadcast and data services. It's for an international broadcast station with a VTE 10-kilowatt DRM transmitter using a six-element Yagi antenna on these frequencies, which I think are just placeholders in the middle of the bands, 9.65, 11.85, 13.72, and 15.45 megahertz for 24/7 operation near Alpine in Bergen County, New Jersey. Paolo Kuniaska is president, and Gian Antonio Bulgaroni is director, the latter admittedly an alien of Italian nationality. This was dated 11 April. So it'll be interesting to see whether FCC grants a CP for this oddity. I wonder if a DRM transmitter of only 10 kilowatts is even eligible. Kim Elliott's radiogram quoted a slightly different version as posted at drmnainfo.blogspot.com. Terms Tech LLC has applied for a license for a 10-kilowatt DRM transmitter in Alpine, New Jersey, with the antenna on an existing radar tower. At this point, it looks like their target is Europe and the Middle East with broadcast and data. The tower is adjacent to the famous Armstrong Tower, used by Edwin Armstrong during the early days of modern FM radio. On May 4th at 12:08 UT, I was hearing on 1480 KBXD in Dallas with a loop announcement with some Spanish and Bollywood music saying that the station is for rent and giving a phone number to call if anyone is interested. This loop repeated over and over. I listened again on May 10th, and this time all they were doing was an ID. This is KBXD Dallas with percussion, and that repeated every 9 seconds, a DXer's dream for easy identification. So I wonder if that meant they have got a bite, but not yet implemented the new renter. One more marine weather catch reported by Ron Howard, this one from Ho Chi Minh Radio Coast Station, Vietnam, on 7906 and parallel 8294 USB. May 5th, on the air only for 6 minutes from 1305 to 1311. It starts and ends with tones in Vietnamese and ID and marine conditions. He says Ho Chi Minh is the most powerful coastal station, so it is usually well heard. The propagation outlook from Boulder. G2 moderate geomagnetic storms predicted May 17th and 21st, with AN candidates peaking at 30 and 5 or 6. Solar flux was only 69 on May 10th, supposed to rise gradually to a peak of 80 May 16th to 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1877.